Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Give me a hand, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody say, be what you be.
We can be and rapper. Let's
hey guys, Joel's on.
Perfect. Joel McHale.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going?
He's a huge fan of Match Game 77 featuring descriptions of David Hasselhoff. We have the one and only Joel McHale.
Thank you. Great to be here. It's great to have people looking at my Instagram.
Yeah, that was good. I saw it. I go, well, what's going on here? He posted this thing about Match Game 77, and then they talk a little bit about an up-and-coming star named David Hasselhoff. Fantastic.
Yeah. It was some sort of televised musical, ironically. A young, not drunk, or cheeseburger-eating David Hasselhoff seemed to be one of the well-featured, the whippersnapper that was up and coming. So,
yes.
I love watching the Match Game. It's one of my, that is one of my favorite shows.
I wonder if when he was watching that, he was thinking, oh, thank God, they're talking about me. And they danced around David and then started to struggle a little bit, and then it went south. And he's like, oh, no.
Yeah, he was probably like, Hasselhoff, I'll show him. I'm going to talk to a bar and wear a bathing suit. Here.
Joel McHale is appearing Saturday night at DeVos Performance Hall for an 8 o'clock show, part of Laugh Fest 2017. I know a lot of people are looking forward to having you come to town, Joel.
Well, that's not true, but I will take your I'll take your lie and pretend it's true.
Yeah, well, maybe. Well, if you're doing this radio show, maybe they're not looking forward to it. So I, as far as I can tell,
how dare you? This is my favorite radio show in Michigan.
That's ridiculous. You have, of course, a book out, Joel, that you're very proud of, called "Thanks for the Money," and people can get that at joelmchale.com. And a lot of. Solid comments about that. I'm sorry?
Yes, including, it's also in bookstores.
Okay.
It's not like it's not one of those weird self-published things.
Okay.
Where people go, you couldn't find someone to pay for your book, so you had to make it yourself. So it's not that weird.
Do you get more money when they buy it online or when they buy it at a bookstore? Is it the same?
I don't know. That seems to be a book. The book world was as vague as I don't even know what to compare it to, like palm reading.
Radio, probably.
It's not just, okay, someone signs you and says, I'm going to give you this much money, give me the book. It's not quite that simple?
Well, it is that simple because you get an advance, but then, I was like, how's the book selling? They're like, it's going well. And then I'm like, all right. Was it going to get paperback? They're like, probably. And I'll be like, okay. Are you happy? Yeah, are you happy? I don't know. Are you? It's very confusing.
Okay. What's more confusing, the TV world or the book world?
The TV world seems to be less confusing because if you get low ratings, you're gone. If you get high ratings, you stay.
Okay.
So there's a couple other factors, but it is definitely commerce over art.
People can see you on The Great Indoors Thursdays at 8:30 on CBS. How is that going?
Well, it's really good to be on after The Big Bang Theory because they pull a very nice rating. And then we're on after there, and we get a really good number now. But working for CBS, it's kind of like, we gave you this nice spot. You better get a good number.
Right.
It's kind of like if you got into Harvard because your dad bought a building for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they drop you off and go, don't screw this up. And then they say, we'll see you in 4 years. So I'm having a ball. And Stephen Fry, the great British comedian, and Crispin Plass, who played McLovin and Superbad. They're great in the show, and I love working with them. So we also have the director who directed all the episodes so far is the guy that directed all the Seinfeld.
Excellent.
So I feel like I'm around royalty every day.
He's at Joel McHale on Twitter, joining us. He'll be appearing Saturday night at DeVos Performance Hall.
I noticed an upcoming project, A Futile and Stupid Gesture, the film about the book. What was like working on that, especially portraying Chevy Chase?
Yeah, that was surreal since I worked with him on
Community.
And it's not that popular of a or well known story, but this guy out of nowhere, he invented the National Lampoon. He wrote Animal House and he wrote Caddyshack, and then he died. And he also produced this the National Lampoon Yearbook, which for you comedy historians, the guy kind of changed comedy for white people in the 70s, while Richard Pryor was changing comedy for everybody. So it is a crazy story about this young genius who died very young, and about what he accomplished in about 10 years. And so I play a young Chevy. Like, that's where Saturday Night Live, the entire cast, was kind of born out of. And it was very strange. I called Chevy to warn him that I was portraying him as a young version of himself. It was all very strange. It was so strange that it stopped being strange. It came back around on that.
I looked at the cast. It's a really good cast. I like a lot of the people who are playing these parts, and they're like spot on, too.
Yeah, there's some really crazy good performances. And people don't, because I didn't really remember, but you remember all these people that came out of there. And you can't, and they were so young. And then there was a bunch of lunatics that were around at that time that didn't become famous because they were too crazy. But they were all considered equal at the time. And then you mix in a Kilimanjaro-sized mountain of cocaine, and you have the 70s. And Chevy, Chevy came out of there as, the movie star. And I played this young version of him, and it was really, it was truly fun. I had a great time. And I think the script was magnificent. And the great David Wayne directed it, and he knows his stuff.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Is there a release date for that yet, or not yet?
No, Netflix still hasn't released it because David Wayne is still working on Wet Hot American Summer, the TV show, and so I'm not sure. I'm just going to go with, 2025.
Sure, sure. It's kind of like maybe confusing like books, perhaps, but not like TV.
Yeah.
And it's a good tie-in.
I guess it'll come out next November, maybe winter, maybe next January. I could not tell you.
And it's a good tie-in with Gilda Radner, which is what Laugh Fest is after.
Right, there you go. It's kind of all coming around here with Joel McHale, who's appearing Saturday night at DeVos Performance Hall. Did you ever get a chance to meet Gilda Radner?
I think she had passed away before I even moved to Los Angeles.
Okay.
I know, and I never got to meet Gene Wilder, someone who I absolutely admired. So I never got to meet Richard Pryor, someone who I absolutely admire. So yes, I've gotten to meet some of my absolute favorite people of all time. So I look at those things with great love, but it's probably better I didn't meet some of them because I would have been too nervous.
Oh my God, yeah. Is it because if you meet someone who you really look up to, you're probably like me. You don't want to make it seem like you're a fanboy, but it's kind of hard not to if you really admire and respect them, at least for me. I don't know about you, but I would always be afraid of saying the wrong thing, you know?
I just go have a normal conversation and not go, hey, not try to do the Chris Farley show, which is where you kind of kind of go, you know that thing when you did that thing? That
yeah.
was really awesome.
How brilliant was that whole thing that it's not, that now all you have to say is that, and we all know what that means. How about that guy?
Yes, a very special comedian and performer, and yeah, it is sad that we lost Chris Farley when so young, because he was so funny. He would just step on screen at SNL, and you'd be like, and everyone would be like, hold on to your hat, because no one knows what's
going on. Oh, yeah. I mean, between him and Belushi, you get the physical nature of big guy in comedy, and it's gold. I mean, I don't even know. Like you said, they could do just about anything, and it would turn out funny. But
yeah, I think Will Ferrell also has that, or like Jack Black, they have that thing that, that is very hard. There is nothing you can't duplicate it, or learn it. It's just something they're born with, and when they step on screen, the whole place lights up.
Right, and though you're very successful, but still, I imagine, at least for me, whenever you see someone that's really good at something that's in your field, I get jealous. I'm like, God, they make that so easy when they go on the radio and do whatever it is that they do. Now, I don't know if that's the case with you, but I imagine that sometimes can play into your brain, too.
Oh, yeah, I do. There's a lot of attempted murder on my part. a lot of death threats.
Yeah, sure.
It's one of those things where if I see someone doing something that and it's really good, then there's a side of me that's like, oh, I think I could have done that. Then I go, oh, I wish I had.
Right.
And then I see people that go, oh, I have no idea how they did that. And all I can kind of do is bow down to it, because I'm like, that is an extraordinary thing, and it is something that I could never have thought of or done.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it goes
for sure.
Back and forth.
Joel McHale again Saturday night at DeVos Performance Hall, an 8 p.m. show at it's part of Laugh Fest, and it's an amazing show. I'm sure you might want to go get those tickets to see him.
You might want to.
Yeah,
now, I see. I understand there might be some craft beer in Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah, this is now, it's crazy. Yeah, there's everywhere you turn, there's another fantastic brewery. So if that's your thing, there's plenty of that here, you know.
So you are saying that there is some beer in
town? Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm sure that somebody will want to get you one of those. So if you just even mention it, before you know it, you'll have it. So
what's the best IPA in Grand Rapids?
Julius?
That would be the Founders All Day IPA if you want to drink a lot of it.
Is that your thing?
What if I just want to drink? What if I just want half a glass of it?
Ooh, Dirty Bastard. It's not really an IPA though, but it'll knock you on your ass.
It's a double IPA or triple IPA?
Actually, I don't even remember what that is. I don't even drink that. It's like 10% alcohol. Red's Rye IPA. That's a rye IPA. That one is pretty strong, but it's probably the best tasting beer in the city.
This is great. You see, I'm a recovering alcoholic, so I haven't had a drop of any of this. So I just have to watch everybody have a good time drinking good beer.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, I don't know. This might be reckless of me to say, but I'm sure one beer would.
You're probably right, Joel.
Give it a try and see what happens.
Yeah, just see what happens. Well, I tell you what, Joel, it's fantastic talking to you, and congratulations on all your success. The book is called Thanks for the Money. You can get it anywhere books are sold. You can get it at joelmchale.com. We'll see you on the great indoors Thursdays, 8:30 on CBS, and we'll follow you at Joel McHale on Twitter, okay?
You are the nicest, most promoting a host I've ever
That's
worked.
All I can do, Joel. I'm just reading. There's really nothing to it. But I wrote it down on a piece of paper and figured if I didn't screw that up, that would make things go well, you know?
Look, Alexander Hamilton and Shakespeare just wrote things down all of a sudden.
Yeah, they're geniuses.
You know?
Yep. All right.
You got Romeo and Juliet and America.
I appreciate you. Beautiful. I appreciate you and everything you do, Joel. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
See ya.
See you on Saturday.
He was funny. That was good.
He's a good guy. He's always very polished and together. You got to go see Joel McHale. DeVos Performance Hall, 8 p.m., part of Laugh Fest 2017.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.